Hey, good evening. Thank you both all for coming. Tonight we're going to be speaking about the inyan of having talmidim, meaning part of Jewish education. The very fabric of Jewish education assumes a teacher-student relationship, and I think sometimes we don't emphasize the value of that relationship enough. And what I mean by that is we do very much emphasize the value of, I think, what I've heard over the years, we do emphasize the value of having a rebbe, a teacher, a mentor, or someone to go to, someone to turn to, and that is extremely valuable. But less emphasized is the value of having students. In fact, the very first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos tells us, Moshe kibbutz Torah Misinai Masar LeYeshua, VeYeshua LeZakenim, LeZakenim LeNeviim, LeNeviim Masar LeAnshei Knesset Gedola. So right off the bat, we're dealing with the most fundamental principle of Mesiras HaTorah, of the passing of our Torah from one generation to the next. And here it is, the first statement in all of Pirkei Avos. Heim Amru Shlosh. These Anshei Knesset HaGedola taught us three keys to life, and they are Havu Mesunim Bedin VeMidu Talmidim Harbe VaAsu Siag LaTorah. So one of the first three teachings of the Anshei Knesset HaGedola in the very first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos is HaMidu Talmidim Harbe, not Asei Lecha Rav. That also is an important thing, but that doesn't make it into the first Mishnah. The first Mishnah tells us HaMidu Talmidim Harbe, that we should work at making Talmidim. I remember when I was teaching in DRS in high school for all those years, a lot of times Talmidim, when they were going to Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, would say how easy it was to develop a relationship with the Rebbe while they were in high school, and they were nervous that it wouldn't be as easy in the next stages of their lives. And I used to tell them, it doesn't say Asei Lecha Talmid, it says Asei Lecha Rav, but the truth is I was lying to them. It does say Hamidu Talmidim Harbe. I was letting the Rebbeim off the hook. It does say Hamidu Talmidim Harbe. It is a responsibility of the mentor to develop that relationship with students, and it's a relationship that's not only for Rebbeim and Morot, it's not only for rabbis and teachers, it's for everybody. Every Jew, this is the first mission Pirkei Avos. Every Jew is supposed to have Talmidim Harbe. We should have people who are in our sphere of influence, who are able to make an impact on, and that's a relationship that unfortunately many people miss out on unnecessarily. You know, sometimes I've often commented, sometimes a person doesn't know what it means to have a sibling. Why? Because no fault of their own, they're an only child. Their parents didn't have any other children, whether they couldn't or they didn't or whatever. So it's not your fault. Sometimes Nebuch, a person is a yasom, a person is an orphan, so they don't know what it means to have a mother. They don't know what it means to have a father. But it is our choice to have Rebbeim. It is our choice to have Talmidim. These are relationships that we have the ability to make. Now, Hamidu Talmidim Harbe, who qualifies as a Talmud? Should you really have so many Talmidim? The Bartanura and the Mishnah writes, La Afuge Min Rabban Gamliel. This is to tell us, not like the opinion of Rabban Gamliel, who said, Kol Talmud She'in Tocho Kabaro, Al Yikanes LeBeis HaMedrash. Rabban Gamliel in Brachas Tav Chav Ches was extremely demanding that any Talmud that was not fully sincere, he would not allow into the Beis Medrash. So that's what it's telling us, Kamash Malan. This Mishnah is teaching us that we teach Torah l'kol adam, says the Bartanura, to anybody. You don't have to do a tzitzis check or whatever the female equivalent of that is before you teach Torah to a student. You teach Torah to anybody that's willing to listen. And in fact, the Rav Avadya Yosef writes in his commentary on Pirkei Avos, he says, Bizmanenu, nowadays, even if they seem like Rishaim, he says, Nira Shafilu Eino Hagun, even if the Talmud seems totally inappropriate and someone who doesn't belong in the Beis Medrash, who bevchinas tinok shenishba, we have to realize that people are lost. V'lchein yesh l'karev gamis ha'asirim ha'nimtzoim bebatei ha'sovar shenishbetu al aveiro shabiyadam. Rav Avadya Yosef writes that we have to teach even prisoners who've been convicted of crimes, and we have to draw them close, teach them Torah, give them Musar, and he says, you'll see, many people have it within them to be chozer lemutav, to become better, and each one is an olam malei, and that's really the way we're supposed to look at each of the students. You know, the story goes of the teacher was having a difficult time connecting with one of the students. One of the students was giving the teacher a run for their money, and the principal says, you know, let me give you some background about this student. The parents were childless for many, many years, for decades, and they prayed and they prayed and they tried everything they could possibly try, and they gave up all hope, and this this student was born after decades of childlessness, and this is an only child to the to these parents. So, you know, how does that change your attitude? And the teacher was overwhelmed and emotional. It changes my attitude entirely toward this student. And then the principal said, well, every single one of them is a Ben Avraham and Sarah. Every single one of them is a child of Avraham and Sarah who waited all those years to be able to have a child. And that's the way each of the Talmidim should be able to feel, that they are the Ben Yachid after all those years. Now, the very expression Ha'amidu Talmidim Harbe suggests that the job of the teacher is to make sure that the student is able to stand on their own. You stand them up. And very often you don't see the results of this right away. You know, I was thinking of one Talmud recently, because unfortunately he's very ill right now, and a Talmud that I taught many, many, many years ago in high school. I know I don't look that old, don't say if I do, but many, many years ago I was teaching in high school, and I had a Talmud who I really wasn't, I just wasn't getting through to him. You know, everyone else was like laughing at my jokes and was engaged in the lessons, and this Talmud was just like, it was stone cold, you know, it was giving nothing. I felt like I just wasn't getting through to him at all. And years went by, he went off to yeshiva, and I thought I gave it my best, and at some point he became like a real Ben Torah, and then at a later point he became a real Talmud Chacham, and he sent me his book when he wrote a book. In fact, this whole lecture should be L'zuchus or Refuah Shleima for Rav Simcha Yitzchak Ben Mira Laliatka, this Talmud, Rabbi Simcha Lauer, who sent me his book, wrote a magnificent book called Learning the News, and I saw in the book he quotes me on like every few pages. He's quoting lessons that we learned together. You don't see it at first. It comes years later very often where you see the nachas. I remember once I was sitting at a levaya, probably like 4 years after this boy left my shir, and he sat down next to me and he turns to me before the levaya started and he says, I feel like I should apologize. I said, you don't have to apologize. Meaning the nachas that you get in the long term, you don't always see it happening in front of your eyes. You don't know what is getting through. But ha'amidu, the point is to stand them up, where the Talmidim eventually are going to stand and they're going to start to walk and then they're going to start to run and they're going to accomplish a great deal. The Tosfos Yom Tov writes on that Mishnah, that it says b'lashon amida that they should stand up because one of the jobs of the teacher of Torah is to teach the students how to be mechabed the Torah. The Gemara Megillah and Daf Chaf Aleph says that from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu until the days of Rabbi Gamliel, they would learn Torah standing up. And the Rebbe would sit on a chair and the Talmidim would stand. And that was part of Kavod HaTorah. That's what the Gemara says. Mishemes Ram Gamliel batla Kavod HaTorah. When Ram Gamliel died, Kavod HaTorah was lost. There are different types of Kavod HaTorah, but the Kavod HaTorah that involves showing an outward respect for the Torah, that was on a different madrega in those days. And that's one of the things. That's how me do Talmidim Arbe. We should teach the Talmidim not just the content of the Torah, but the kavod of the Torah, the honor of the Torah, the warmth and the depth of the Torah, and a lesson about how the Torah informs our every move in life. Now, I'm reading a wonderful book now by Chip and Dan Heath called The Power of Moments. And they write in their book, in The Power of Moments, that someone was doing an education seminar with college professors, and they asked, you know, write down your top three goals of what you want your students to come out with at the end of the semester. And they all wrote down their goals, and they said, now think about how much of what you do really is aimed at accomplishing that goal. None of the goals were about particular points of material. The goals were generally not, well, we need to know the process of photosynthesis. We need to know, I guess that's not college level, but we need to know, where the whole Mesiras HaTorah for Moshe Rabbeinu. It wasn't about particular details. It was about, I want them to feel a passion for history, or I want them to be able to figure out problems on their own in mathematics, or I want that, and those were the goals. And how much of what we do speaks to those goals? Ha'amidu Talmidim Harbe says, be focused on those goals, and not so much, not only about the content of what's being taught, but about the ability to be omed in the future, to stand up in the future. In fact, the Tos Yom Tov goes on to say that Hamidu Talmidim Harbe also means that they should appreciate the truth of Torah, that Amida means something that's long-standing. Sheker is Ein Lo Raglayim, that which someone believes to be false doesn't last at all. But Hamidu, if it's going to be something that lasts, it means that the person has to appreciate the truth of the teachings, that one should be honest, the teacher should be honest, and should be able to convey to the students that the Torah that they're giving is honest Torah. In fact, there are many obligations that a teacher has toward a student. One of the more surprising obligations is from a Mishnah in the fourth parak of Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah tells us, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua Omer, Ye kvot talmidcha chavav alecha kisholcha, that you should honor your talmidim. Honor your talmidim. You know, again, we often emphasize the other way around, that the students have to honor the Rebbe, the students have to honor the teacher. But the Mishnah tells us one must honor the students. What does that mean to honor the students? So on a very basic level, it means certainly do not humiliate a student. Do not make a student feel bad. You never accomplish anything by making someone feel small. You only accomplish when you make someone feel big and capable of more. The Baal HaTanya writes, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe writes, that sadness and humiliation are never inherently good. And if a person feels dejected, a person feels that they haven't accomplished something, there is a time to be sad and contemplative and upset about what, you know, about their failings, but that's never in that moment. It should always be disciplined in a point where it's a time for a cheshbon nefesh before tikkun chatzos or something like that, and it should always be in a context that's going to lead to happiness. When a person feels dejected, when a person feels sad, it never leads to better avodas Hashem. If a person just feels that they've been rejected or they've been humiliated, it doesn't lead to better avodas Hashem. It just doesn't work, and that's. That's the most basic level of honoring one's students, simply to show them only love and to show them what they can accomplish and how great they can be. Second, it also has to be bekum va'asei, not only not to humiliate them, but to do good things, to equate your own honor with their honor. The Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Bishalach tells us, Vayomer Moshe Yoshua bechar lonu anoshim v'tzei hilachim ba'amalek. Choose for us some men to fight with Amalek. And it says the Medrash, Mikan shaya asa Moshe as Yoshua talmido, kamoso. The Moshe Rabbeinu made Yoshua his student, on par with him. He treated him as an equal, because he didn't say, go get for me. He said, for us. He said, choose for us, even though Yoshua was undoubtedly his Talmud. He made him his equal. Rabbeinu Yonah says, it doesn't say to honor your Talmud like you honor a friend. That wouldn't be true. A colleague has to get a higher level of honor. He's on a different madriga. But it means that just like you're not allowed to rob your colleague or your teachers and mentors of the honor that's deserving of them, that they deserve, so too one cannot rob their students of the honor that they deserve. So the teacher has an obligation to honor the student. There are many reasons given for this. Rashi writes in Pirkei Avos that ultimately the greatest honor the teacher is ever going to have in their own life is when the students accomplish. A student accomplishes great things, and you know how a teacher could look at a student that accomplishes great things and say, that was my student. I remember when I was learning in Yeshivat Kerem Biavne, Rabbi Michael Hecht came to visit one day, and two of the Rebbeim on staff were Rabbi Aaron Silver, my Rebbe, and Rav Shlomo Friedman, and they both came to visit, to be makabel panim, to greet Rabbi Hecht, because he was their 11th grade Rebbe. And they said, oh, Rebbe is here. And I remember the glow on Rabbi Hecht's face, that these are my Talmidim, these extraordinary Talmidei Chachamim, that these are my Talmidim. That's ultimately the greatest kavod that the Rebbe's ever going to get. The Rambam adds in the fifth parak of Vilchus Talmud Torah that a person has to love his Talmidim and honor their Talmidim, because Sheheim Habanim Hamahanim Lol Mazel Lol Maba, they are one's children. One has a requirement to teach a student like a child. And on top of that, the Gemara tells us in a couple of places, but in the third paragraph of Moed Katan most notably, that from a student's perspective, if the teacher is Kimalach Hashem Tzavakos, appears as an angel, then Yevakish Torah Mipiv, then one should seek Torah from him. But if not, then one should not seek Torah from them. And that really speaks to our responsibility as teachers, that we're supposed to be their Malach Hashem Tzavakos. We're supposed to behave in a way that should be a model that they would want to follow, that they're drawn to. We're coming to the end over here, but I just want to mention, I remember Rav Shechter, Mori V'Rabbi Rav Shechter, commented that in Rav Palm's Hesped for Rav Shechter's father-in-law. Rav Shechter's father-in-law was a Rebbe in Tarav Adas. He was the writer of Rav Shimon Shkop Shari Yosher. He was a very, very big Talmud Chacham. And Rav Palm gave a Hesped for Rav Shechter's father-in-law, for Rebbe Shechter's father. And Rav Palm said that, I think Rav Shapiro was his name, and Rav Palm said that, what does it mean that the Rebbe should be like a Malach Hashem Tzavakos? That a Malach Hashem doesn't move. Malach Hashem is described by the Navi as Omdim, whereas people are Mahalchim. People are always on the move. That very often, a Rebbe is taught, or a teacher has taught, the same thing over and over again, and they get bored. So they want to pick up the next year where they left off the last year. But the students didn't learn this before. The students need to start from the building blocks. The students need to start from square one. The Rebbe has to be, the teacher has to be Kamalach Hashem, like someone who's not always advancing, because you have to always start from the building blocks, always start from the basics for each group of students. And Rav Palm said that was something that Rebbe Shechter's father really excelled in. So in conclusion, as our time, I'm already over time, is when you've been teaching for a while, you get to see your students surpass your accomplishments, and b'chol adam miskanei chutz mibno talmido, a person is jealous of anybody's accomplishments except for one's children and one's students. And there are many ways to have students in life, but there is no better way to have students than to pursue a career in chinuch. It's our best, granted not our only, but our best chance to have talmidim harbe, and that is an extraordinary relationship where those who don't have that relationship really don't know what they're missing, and certainly it provides us with the opportunity to live more enriched lives and to fulfill that very first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Ha'emidu Talmidim Harbe. Thank you all very much for coming this evening.